Something that does not come through shutfis, in these things you have the yisat tmura, but not in the korban sibar, and not in the bedik abayis, and now we'll soon see things that are not bought l'chayva. This is the way Rabbi Shimon dashens. Rabbi says a little bit different. Rabbi Yomer, loma yotzus maisa. How come maisa came out special in the parsha of maisa behema? What does the Torah have to say special that there's tmura? You could make tmura on a maisa behema. So mayata comes out, lead them betmuras shmoi or betmuras gufoi. Come to teach us that there are two types of tmuras in maisa behema. There's one tmura shmoi, just the name of it, and then there's a tmuras gufoi, the guf of the behema itself. So Rashi explains that tmura shmoi means the chsiv liyel minei, or l'chol maisa mabina mikol rabbi shim korali asiri chi, or liyechod osar asiri, shineim kadoshim. And when you're counting your 10 animals, you made a mistake. And the 10th one, Shimkoro, he called the 10th one number 9. And the 11th one coming out, he called that number 10, that the locher is, both of them is Kaddish. The 10th one is Kaddish, and the 11th one also has a Kedushas Shlomim on it. So that's called the Tmura Shemai. Just the fact that you called the 11th one number 10, that gives it a Kedusha. And also Tmura's Gufay. Meaning to say that the actual Maisa Behemah, you can make Tumur on it. That's called Tumur's Gufay. You take a Behemah's Chulin next to the Maisa and say Zutachazu, so Nitzvah's Tumura, that's called Tumur's Gufay. So these are the two Chedushim of Maisa Behemah. So Gemara says, Rabbi holds, Lemelech comes to teach us that Tumura Shemai Kreva, that Tumura Shemai means when you call the 11th one number 10, it has a lot like a Shlomim, and its mama is brought for a Korban on the Mizbeach. But Tumuras Gufay, when you have the Maisa Behemah, the 10th one itself, and now you take a Behemah Schulin and say, Zu Tachazu, that you make a Kedushas Tumura from the Maisa, the Locha there is Eina Kreva. True, it has Kedusha on it, but it's not brought for Korban. The Tumura of a Maisa Behemah is not brought for Korban. The Rashi means not, because we have a Gezerah Shavu going out from Bechor. And by Bechor also we have these two Kabonis, that even though you make Tumura on them, it's Chal the Kedusha, but it's not Korav. He can't bring it for carbon. Rashi says, "Kadamim v'perkin liel, gomar havor havor mibechor, or bechor ksiv hein." So we dasher by them hein kravim. Rashi says, "V'yein tmuros and kravim." That if you make a tmura off a carbon bechor, you can't bring it for carbon. Same thing applies by meiser also. That's called a tmuras gufay. That the tmuras gufay is not korav for carbon. Now tmuras shmoi. That means this 11th one that you call shlamim nigelis. That if you want, you could be go. You could redeem it. When it becomes a Baal Mum, you could redeem it. But Tmura's Gufay, if you make Tmura from the Maisa, 10th one itself, and in the Gelis. Just like Maisa itself, you cannot be Goy, you can't redeem it, even if it becomes a Baal Mum. The locher is the Baalim has to eat it, but he cannot like be Poydurit onto money. So same thing, the Tmura has the same Alocha. You cannot be Poydur the Tmura. Now Tmura's Gufay, the Din Tmura, that if you have the Maisa Behemah, you take another Behemah school next to it and say Zutach Azu, that's called Tumuras Gufayim. Chal Adova Royiv Adova Shenero. Even if this Behemah school is a Baal Mum, that's the Locha Tumuras Chal upon a Baal Mum. But a Tumuras Shemai, that if you call the 11th one number 10, so we say it becomes into a Shlomim, Eino Chalo El Adova Royiv Bavad. It has to be a Behemah that's Tam, that's fit to be a Korban Shlomim. But if it be a Baal Mum, it's not fit for Korban Shlomim, it's not Chal the Kedusha. Again, the other loch, when you mark the Shabal Mum, the Kedusha is not Chal. Now we said, what Amri said over Mishum the Rebbe, there's a question like Amri, Mishum the Reba Rachmona, the Yispe Tmura Shemoi, Igra, Igro, Igrui, what kind of swar is this? You tell me there's a new Chiddush HaKroad by Maisib Haimam, that if you call the 11th one by mistake, number 10, it becomes Kaddish. So the Chiddush just said that it's Kaddish. So just because it's Kaddish, you want to tell me now, can't make Tmura, what kind of swar is that? So Mer says, yes. Yeah. One second. What's the question? The question is, Igra Gora, that's not Chalon about Mum. That's the question. No, not about Tmura. You're telling me now, if you call number 11, 10, so it's Chal Kedusha Shlomim. But only if the Behem is a Tam, not if it's a Baal Mum. So the question is, why? Even if it's a Baal Mum also, just like Maisa Behemah is Chal upon a Baal Mum, so why shouldn't this number 11 that becomes a Shlomim, why shouldn't that also be Chal even on a Baal Mum? Just because there's an extra Chiddush here does that take away the limudim of Meister? That why should they be chal upon a balmum? That's the Gemara's question. Mishum d'ribi rachmona d'yispei t'mur shmona, there's such a chiddush that we call number 11, 10, it's called Kaddish. Igruya igra, you take away the Kedusha. So as in, yes, they are meaning, because we say, my d'ribi ribi, there's a chiddush akurat to say that when you call number 11, 10, it's chal Kedusha. That's all. Or my d'ribi, l'ribi, but there's no new chiddush to say that it's chal even upon a balmum. The gate of balmum, we say no, it's like any other korban, it can't be makdish balmum. For the more now, voho, mehechi taisi. Like, still, why should I say that? Maybe once there's a ribra in the parsha of Maisa Behema, it should have all the lochas of Maisa Behema that could be chal even on a balmum also. True, it's a chiddush, but once the chiddush is that this has a loch of Maisa Behema, why isn't the chal on a balmum? So we're into Zomer Afuna, Vered Rebbe Yeshua, Mishum to have a dover habo lidin, the dover achodish. Like this parsha now to say that number 11, if you call it 10, it's chal kedusha, the dover chodish. And that's the klal we say, V'yayim v'yayla chadushi b'vad. When something comes out to teach us a new chiddush in that parsha, you only learn out the chiddush, enichnam, you can't learn out completely. So the chiddush is that number 11 is chal kedusha shlamin. But that's it. It has to be a behemoth that's fit for the kedusha, and not a balmum. Om alei Rav Nachman by Yitzhak l'rovo, the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Yom that he says, Dover habo b'choivo, something that comes b'choivo, that makes tmura. What does that mean to say? Oilas choiva. So of course, the oilas choiva, he di of the tamura. Oilas nedava loy. Is it true that current Rebbe, if you bring an oila for korban nedava, it doesn't make tamura? Why not? Omalei said back to him, that's not what Rebbe meant to say before. It has to be a dava shebechayva. Omalei oilas nedava nami. Even though you only say nedava, like you say harezu, but kivu the kiblu olay. Since you accepted upon yourself to bring this for an oila of the tamura, what it makes tamura? That's also called right now mechayv. Right now you have to be mekayim your neder, your nedava. So what did Rebbe mean to say? It has to be a dava shemechayv. And what does it mean to exclude? For lo nitzuch elo li'ayla habo min ha-moisers. It means sometimes you have leftover money. So locher is that money you have to put it into the pushka that they buy kabonis tzibur, they buy a korbanil to bring on the mizbeach stam for a dorim for a present. So that korbanil cannot make tmura. So let's see. My kesava, what does he hold? He kesava lo command the yomad v'yasa machlekes. What do we do with this leftover money? Sometimes you start over money for a korban chatis, and you have leftover money. So leftover money you put into this pushka to buy moisters. So it's a machlekes. What do you buy? So he holds command the yomad holds moisters nidvas tibur. It goes to bring a korban tibur with the money. If so, pshitadli of the tamur, then anyway I know it doesn't make tamura. Because so ain't tamuras, tamura b'tibur. By korban tzibur, there's no tamura, so I don't need you to tell me now, since it's not a chayv, it doesn't make tamura, pshita doesn't make tamura. It's a korban tzibur. Ela rather, Rabbi Shimon, Sphir, Lake, Kamandiyam, and the Mandiyam holds, Moisrois, the leftover money you have for korban, or is Lenidvas Yochrazli. Or else, in the case we had a korban oshim, and you lost it, and you nischapa with another korban oshim. So the first one now is Niptik Lereyat, you have to let it pasture, and sell it, and with the money you buy a korban oila. So that's called Maisrois. So if you hold the mandiyama, that money goes for a korban yochid, nitvas yochid. Means the yochid could bring it. Means the person brings it for himself, for his own present to Hashem. There's no chayv for him to do it, but that's called like a dovashayn chayva. So on this, the chiddush is, on that korban is no tamura. So the verse says, man shamad lehaisvar, who hears this svara? We have Yeleza. Reb Eleza is the one that says that the money goes for a yochid. If so, harshaminu lehi behedji, we learn clearly, the of the tzmura, that according to Rabbi Lezer, this korban oilo that's bought for present, even though a yochid brings it, it doesn't make tzmura. The tiny will learn like this: oilo habo min ha-moisres, oilo that comes from the leftover money. Oisa tzmura, divrei Rabbi Lezer, even though it's a korban yochid, it's a korban oilo, it does make tzmura. So who does like a Shimon go like? Who Rabbi Shimon saying according to? Tzmura says true. Rabbi Shimon savula kavase b'chodo upon alei b'chodo. Rabbi Shimon holds a little bit like Rabbi Lezer, that the leftover money goes for a korban yochid, but a yag is on Rabbi Lezer, that it does not make tamura. Rabbi Lezer sava oila habo min ha-moisres oisa tamura. Rabbi Lezer himself holds that since this is a korban yochid, it could even make tamura. The yu sava, Rabbi Shimon holds no, ain't oisa tamura. That this korban, since it's not a korban shabachayva, it just time brings it for a present, it does not make tamura. But the way Yehoki, so, that we have hold the boy Rabbi, and that's Rabbi Nesfer Shiloh. Hifrish Oshom Lehiskapa Boy. You set aside a Korban Oshom to get a Kapora. Fahema Boy, it became a Baal Mum, and then you lost it. And the Hiskapa Boyoshom, he brought a different Korban Oshom. So then you found the first one. So the Nitik Zeliola, Vinafchet, Fahema Boy means you made Tmura. This is the Shalom we had before. Again, that you set aside a Korban Oshom, so it has a Kedushas Oshom, and Fahema Boy, you made Tmura on it. And then the Hiskapa Boyoshom, you lost it, and you brought a different one. And then you found the first one. So now it changes over, Nitik Zel Oilo comes to be a Korban Oilo. So the question was, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita before, Mal Sheyasav Yema Bo. Could you go ahead and make Tmura a second time? Rabbi Shimon Shita before, according to Rabbi Yechonon, was that once you make Tmura from a Korban once, you can't make Tmura a second time. So the question is, maybe it's only with the same animal, or the same Kedusha. But here it has a different Kedusha, maybe you could. So where says, I'll leave it the man. Who is that child according to? He led me for the time, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon himself. Anyway, that korban oila, that because you lost your korban oshim, and now it comes into be an oila. So that korban anyway doesn't have tumur according to Rabbi Shimon. So what's your shaila? What's Rav Avin shaila? Can't make tumur anyway. So Mora says no. Rav Avin echnami hofikum ebole. Rav Avin had a question like this: if mishkach hasanet, you would find the tana taka not like Rabbi Shimon, only partially like Rabbi Shimon. That what the koyik Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Shimon, straw that holds. The Yomna ain't Mamirin, the Chazna Mamirin. That was a Shimon Swar before, that if you have a regular carbon, and you made Tamura on it once, you took a Bahamas Kulu next to it and says Zu Taka Zu, so you can't do it a second time. On the same carbon, you can't give off Tamura a second time. A carbon, according to him, only has a Kayach once to make Tamura. So if you hold like that, Shitam, and also somebody would hold this to you like Rebbe Lezer, also like Rebbe Lezer Swar. The Yomna Rebbe Lezer holds, Oyla Habom in Amoisis, we have the leftover money. And he used to bring a korban oila. What do we do with that korban oila? It's called the oilas yochid, and the Rebbe Lezer holds oisa tmura, doesn't make tmura. So now you can clear in such a case where the person had this the korban oshim, and he made tmura once, and then he lost the korban, brought another one instead, and then he found the first one. Now it comes in to be a korban oila. So what's the halacha according to Rebbe Shimon? Could you make tmura a second time with this or not? Mal sheyasav yenabo. So it's like this: b'shnei guf in the kedushachas. Would be two different gufim if it wouldn't have been lost. Just the first one became a Baal Mum. And then you make it, you remechal it onto another animal. So it's two different behemoths with the same Kedushas, one Charlemagne. Could you make Tmura on the second goof? And then, like we had before, the Yim Tim Slam, even if you want to tell me, that in the case of Kedusha Achas, no, when it has the same Kedusha, you can't. Elishtei Kedushas, but goof echad mine. Let's like this case here, the same animal. First it was a Korban Oshem, then it got lost, and you nischapu with a different Korban. So now when you find the first one, it becomes to be a Kedushas Oiler on it. So it's called Shtei Kedushas V'guf Echav, all be the Lachamai. So Mazenachnami Tiboy, that's Rav Avin's Shaila. Just like Rashi says, Lashon of Tiboy means, Lashon Yerushalmi, K'moy Teikub Lashon Bavli. Lashon Tiboy Taka is Lashon of a Teikub. Staka Teikub, we would not know what the Lachar is. Rashi Shita says to boy, "Vu loshin for loshin of Yishalmi kilu amar tisaru lishalach chachamim rabin." She wake up to ask this question to a lot of rabbonim. Ashetame boy lemes till you find out the emes. For we mokim teiko that we have teiko. So kids, so that would be the shaila. So we have such a shaila. So according to Rabbi Shimon, this oila does not make tamur anyway. But according to the other shita, according to Rabbi Lezer, holds no that this oila would make tamur. And then the shaila is, if you made tumura once, now you want to do it a second time. First it was an oshim, and now it came to be an oila. He since it's the same korban, but it has two different kedushas, could you make a second tumura or not? That's a taker. That's a shaila. All right, we'll stop here.